At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Greetings, travelers.
Oh, wow, we did it together.
We did it the exact same time. That's like we held up a cue card.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. All right.
I owe you an Honor of Palmer because we know.
Yeah, gotta watch the sugar. So, oh my gosh, it is freaky February, drawing to a close already.
Yes.
And, we're right in the start of it, but it seems like it's closing.
You always think things are closing. You're like in this constant, like, and it's over. I'm like, it just started 3 seconds ago. And
I know.
Like, oh, it's over. So, which is hysterical to me.
I don't live in the moment. I live in the, a few steps ahead. That's the key. So in my timeline, Dolly had braces in Moonraker. That's
I know. God, you've gone over that so many times, but we
I
are
will die on that hill.
I know you're going to die on that hill. X is going to take you out on that hill.
It's going to be on my tombstone. It's going to say Dolly had braces. That's it.
So. But we are so lucky, lucky today, because we finally were able to track her down, which is very much like hunting cryptids, I'm just going to say, at times. But we were fortunate back in September, and I know that's been a little while, travelers, but to go to the Mothman Festival again this year, which we love, which is sponsored by the Mothman Museum. And we're going to throw the link in our show notes, because if you have not been to the Mothman Museum, we heavily suggest going during the festival. But if you go not during the festival, you get much more time with the Shiny Heine. But we were fortunate this year to bring the amazing author of the Mothman in Love series, Paige Lavoie. So welcome her back to the show.
Yay, hi. Oh, greetings, travelers.
What?
Yeah, greetings,
I said,
travelers.
Greetings, right? Travelers. I said hi. I did it all wrong.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
It works.
Restart.
You gotta be able to start over. Yeah.
I'm
excited to be here. Yep. Bo, let's rewind a little bit. Greetings, travelers.
Yay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Great to have you back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm the Mothman Festival. That was, I know we're going to get into it later, but it was just like the most fun weekend ever.
No, yeah. We're getting into it because we were able to do a really fun road trip, because getting to Mothman, it's not in it's not in a heavily traveled area necessarily. It's in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, for travelers who are just somehow joining us from under a rock somewhere and didn't know that. But that Point Pleasant is where the original sightings of Mothman transpired. And unfortunately, where there was an infrastructure failure on a bridge, that a lot of people think Mothman was the harbinger of doom telling them about that occurring, right? Which was absolutely not the case, but there was a fracture in the bridge and it caused the death of many people.
John Keel, the lead in, the Playboy magazine author who happened to be there and researching all the paranormal activity in the area, and he was had to be there right when Mothman hysteria blew up. And then as he was leaving, that's when the disaster happened. And so that turned into his book, Mothman Prophecy. And
into a movie with Richard Gere and Deborah Messing. Yep. It's an interesting movie. It exists. It's there.
It has good bits. It introduces the popular culture world to Indrid Cold, even though he had nothing to do with the Mothman incident.
There's a lot of memorabilia in the museum, too.
Museum is great. Jeff Wamsley, who runs the museum, and then Steve Ward, who works there, are good friends of the podcast, and they are amazing people. And what a collection. Oh, my gosh. Point Pleasant was a town that was dying. And there's still traces of that there, but they saved it with this. Oh my God. the statue went up in the 2000s, early 2000s, and now the festival has just exploded. And the town, how many Mothman stores are there now? And the vault and all these other places, and now the mini golf is open.
I want to do the mini golf next year. I want to do the mini golf.
Yeah, we got to go early.
We got to go early enough because you're not doing the mini golf during the festival. That's
the lines are insane.
No, but the road to Mothman was fun. So we were able to do some traveling, see some sights. One of the things that I thought was really interesting and yet terrifyingly creepy, and I wasn't able to properly nope out of the situation because I had to put on a brave face because Paige was there. Couldn't show her how freaked out I was the domes. So,
the domes. Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about our haunted hotel.
I was going to get into that. We'll get to the haunted hotel, but the domes, like, I think I had no concept. People say the domes. Like, we're going to throw a link in the show notes, but what the domes actually look like. I think people do not understand that these are literally cement domes, like something you'd see out of a Star Wars movie or something, with one little opening, and there's just rows and rows and rows of these that they kept munitions in. And this area is completely overgrown, but you can, I don't know, I personally, I want to know what you felt, but I got there and was like, I don't know how I feel about this area. Like, I felt very peaceful but creeped out about the entire, like, there's something there. You can really tell there's some sort of energy to me there. But what were your thoughts, Paige?
This is going to sound probably like the opposite, but I had a very whimsical time. And I think it might have just been because I was traveling with y'all and, like, Bo and I were being goofy and, like, twirling around inside. But also, like, I didn't expect there to be such beautiful nature all around it. And like you said, it feels very much like that nature is trying to take it back. Like, that sort of, like, the domes, they're like covered in stuff. And I if I'm remembering correctly, like, didn't the doors have like greenery all over them and stuff? Yeah, like, it was a really strange vibe. But then you see these like graffiti covered domes, and then you turn and it's like this like marshy swampland, and it felt like cryptids hang out there. It felt
in the world.
My name was graffitied into the dome that we, do you remember? Like, and I didn't do that. I didn't, if anyone goes into that first dome and sees Paige, I didn't, that wasn't me. It just was there. It was just, I was meant to be there. Yeah.
It's such an amazing place because, it was a World War II munitions factory. They built it in West Virginia because it was away from the coast in case we got bombed, the far off chance that we got bombed. And they built it in the mountains because they knew that would even be tougher to get to. And they purposely built them like that so that stuff would grow on them, so they'd be more camouflaged from the air. And then the factory is long gone, but the factory was still there when, and it was long abandoned when the first Mothman sightings show up. And then there are just those, where we were standing, that path was an old road. Yeah. And those roads that go to those domes, they were like in a crisscross pattern. And that's where people would go hang out. When, the factory was closed, that was where you go make out. That's where you go drive around when you want to drive fast and get away from town. Because it's a few miles outside of town.
Yeah, it was a hike.
There's nothing to do, really. And, like, this is small town life, everyone. Like, truly, like, go out and do ridiculous things in places you can go hang out. Because this is that town, even in its peak and everything, is not like a metropolitan area.
No, 3 stoplights. Whole town, 2 main streets, that's it. Then everybody lived out in the woods around it and everything. But they were out there, Scarborough and his and the other couple, they were out there making out, and that's when the initial sighting happens, right outside the factory. Now the factory's gone, but they race down those roads past the domes, and that's where it's following them and chasing them in the original account. And the way Scarborough talked about it, he just showed back up, which is the weirdest thing. Everybody thought he was long gone, and then right before the Mothman Festival, he showed up at the museum, one of the original witnesses. And we thought, he's just lost to history, but now he's back, and he didn't even realize this had become as big of a thing as it has. He's a biker dude just travels the world and on a motorcycle. And so he was floored by everything, and they're trying to get him to come be a main guest this coming year. So that would be epic. But and he retold the story, and we got a different take on it from what Keel had said and what the newspapers had said. He's like, it wasn't flying over them and chasing them. It was like, it just like kept appearing every 100 miles an hour, and it was there. And then it was almost like it was teleporting. And
which makes a little sense with what people have talked about with the Sasquatch, because the Mothman statue is amazing and fun, and we're going to talk about that in a minute and the shiny butt and all that. But the original sightings from all of the original witnesses described this more like a Sasquatch looking creature with wings. Like it was more of a big
flying hairy thing.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because we talk about the Sasquatches that or Bigfoot that pop in and out, and it kind of makes more sense because a creature flying 100 miles an hour is a very different story than it just sort of teleporting and appearing. For the story goes, you could just go, well, that actually kind of makes a little more sense, right? Like that it was doing that. But again, we had that, but we also, and I think Paige, you got to meet her, had another original witness that came out of the, not talking about it, Mark, which was Linda, right?
Linda Sigmund. Yeah. She was, a child at the time, and we're going to try to get her on the show. She's a little poor health. Our heart goes out there. Hopefully she's healing well and can get back on with us. She as a child, she thought she was picked up by a Sasquatch at one point. She was kind of lost in the woods. Something picked her up and carried her back home, but she thought it almost flew like something. She felt like she was flying.
Yeah.
And for decades, she was convinced Bigfoot had saved her. And so she became an avid Bigfoot hunter, Bigfoot researcher, all this, dedicated her life to that. But then as she got older, she started putting two and two together. Where she lived was not too far from Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The timing of her encounter was this same year as all the Mothman sightings. And now, as her brain is, aged and, childhood memories, are always in flux. That was her earliest memory, is being carried by this hairy thing. And but every time she saw a Mothman thing, it was the pop culture Mothman. It was the statue. It was the Frazetta. It's the, where he's spelt and has feathers, or, Mothman. That wasn't what she had carried her. But now when she started realizing more and more original witnesses were saying it was furry-ish, covered in hair, muscular. Scarborough was talking about how it had giant arms. Its wing had gotten caught on barbed wire, and it was pulling it out with these giant hands. And that's when Carrie decided, my lovely wife and illustrator, she decided to draw Mothman differently than most other people. She drew him a bit more hairy, like a flying Sasquatch. And that's when Linda like flipped out. She's like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's, and we were like, well, we got that from your description. And as she was in tears because that was her Mothman.
No, it was wonderful to meet her. She was so much fun.
But she just loved Paige's book.
Yes.
That's really nice.
She's got your, we gave her one of the posters of the book.
So. Yeah.
And you would find it, and she was just in tears. So it was,
she's really, really sweet. I wish we had gotten to chat a little bit more, because
it was a crazy time. Mothman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's so busy, but I think her story, I liked, it was just so different than so many of the other encounters where it's like, scary, foreboding, dangerous. And this was like a rescue, like safety, comfort. And I just thought that was, such a cool sighting, but and that's something that I had never heard before. So it's really neat to talk with her.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it kind of flips on its head some of the other dynamics that this creature was a really terrifying harbinger of doom for a lot of things.
And again, that was the press wanted it to be that. So,
yeah. Well, and it's scary. You see a monster, it's scary. This is a monster to people. And it was also at a time where, getting access to research, I think we take for granted a little bit our luckiness of having internet. I mean, sometimes it's not great, but having the ability to see if other people have encountered something instead of just all the news is through word of mouth or the newspaper. And it's like a game of telephone, what happened, right? Which is how we end up with the statue. But, you know, we're fortunate we get to go to Mothman every year. We're behind the right butt cheek of our favorite cryptid. So, Paige, what were your thoughts when you actually got to the festival? Because we're going to talk about the Haunted Hotel later, but what did you think of the actual festival when you got there?
Well, it was so much how I imagined it, because book two, the characters in I'm Engaged to Mothman, I was like, where can I make them go that's going to feel really wacky? And I have my main character, Heather, end up at the Mothman Festival. So I did like a ton of research. I was watching videos, like looking at like the Google Maps of the town. But this is my first time ever being there in person. And I seriously felt like my character walking around and like getting to like plop in and see it from her eyes for a second. And I'm like, oh, when I walk up to the statue, is real Mothman going to like swoop down and give me a declaration of love? Which, you know, that happens in the books, did not happen in real life. But I will say when Bo and I walked over and like looked up at the statue, I had the same sensation of like a kid meeting a Disney princess. Like I felt a little bit like nervous. I wanted to like take like a really cute picture. I felt like kind of starstruck, where I'm like, oh, it's you. I've seen you so many times on the internet. And like the eyes, like the glowy red eyes, is just like such a cool thing. I had an embarrassing thing happen because everyone was like, oh, you need to take a picture of your books next to the butt. And I said to all these Instagram and TikTok comments, like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to fit my book in his butt crack. And they were like, that's not possible. I said, I'm going to try. And I went over, and obviously I can't do that, but I just kind of took a video of me like almost swiping as if it were a credit card, but not too close because I didn't want to knock the quarters out. However, despite my best intentions, all of a sudden a single quarter falls and it made the loudest noise. And there's a camera. There's a camera at all times at the Mothman statue. I'm like, oh my gosh, the whole world, everyone, what, like it's forever. I felt like I was going to get rounded up by Mothman security. The Moth Boys are going to come get me. But it felt like accidentally like taking a penny out of a fountain where someone had put a wish in or something. I was like, I tried to get it back in there. And the line for the museum was so long that everyone just turned. And I went, I'm sorry. I'm getting it back. And it's fine. I didn't get canceled. But yeah, that's a Eerie Travels exclusive of me accidentally knocking a quarter out of Mothman's butt and feeling that's really embarrassed.
The new thing is sticking a quarter in the Mothman statue's butt. Beans from Fallout 76 that people still were leaving cans and cans and cans of beans. And
I've been thinking about this because you said that this is a problem where like the nearby shelters and stuff, they can't take any more beans, right?
Yeah, they're just overloaded. Yeah.
Can we start a trend with stuff that's like actually going to be used? Like exactly. Perishable? Like everyone bring, no, because you, I mean, actually, yeah, you don't want too many loaves of bread. We're making a list. We're having a list posted in Mothman's clawed hands.
Try good, and but it needs to be, you know, not just beans. Oh my god.
Yeah.
The poor people of West Virginia shelters.
Box of mac and cheese.
Bring goods in boxes of mac and cheese so we can donate it to the food shelter. And if you want to, just slap a weenie label on it, a beans label on it.
Or,
oh my god,
leave the quarters, leave the dollars. The museum uses those for the shelters too. So that's fine too. So yeah, they actually think it's funny. They've collected, I think they found their first 20 in his butt. So, you know, that's nice. So
that's, you know, he's moving up there.
My gosh, the line for that is insane, right? Yeah, during the festival.
Yeah.
Just to get a picture with the statue, which is there 365 any other day of the year. My favorite is to tune into that camera random nights when you wake up in the middle of the night, just Moth Cam on YouTube, the Mothman Cam. And it's filmed from the second floor of the museum. And you'll see just people walking up being inspired
being inspired.
One of my favorites was our friends from the Hodag Festival came in the Hodag costumes, and they're worshiping it one night.
Oh, that's great. I feel like going out there in the middle of the night has got to be a vibe when like the town is completely quiet and it's just like dark, quiet town and the Mothman statue. Like
we can try it. We can see what that's like.
Right?
When we go up next year, we can absolutely do that, because I think that there, and it's such the quintessential small town still, even though it's got such fun coffee shops and stores and museums and comic book stores. Like, it's a fun place to visit just by itself.
Yep.
And very much you walk down and you're like, this is a quintessential small town, but so much of the energy around it is built around a cryptid, which is neat, because we saw that at the Hodag Festival, which we were fortunate enough to go to last year too. Is that entire, that town has a Hodag bank. It has Hodag yoga studios. Like, they've embraced their cryptids the way hopefully the town itself for Mothman will embrace it more, because I feel like that's been championed by, you know, the Mothman Museum and all that, but the town itself has not gone, you know what, maybe we can make this a thing.
Yeah, they're still the Knights is their football team, where the Hodag, it's the Fighting Hodag now in the mainland. And all that. So yeah, I get it. It is what it is. And for years they didn't want anything to do with it. Remember, from the 60s to the 80s, it was the bridge disaster and inflated with this stupid creature thing that nobody talks about. It didn't really take a life of its own till the 2000s. And now it's become this cultural icon. It was a footnote in history when I was there. When I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia, we talked about Mothman, but we didn't really. You didn't go to the town or anything like that. That was just not something you did. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the world.
With the advent of what everybody's doing, including what Paige is doing with Mothman, it changes the dynamics of Mothman. So it's not just this infrastructure failure. By the way, if you want the, we should throw the link in the show notes for that. Mothman. May Mothman warn you of critical infrastructure failures, cross stitch that you can put near your house, in your house, that our lovely friends at Adulting Axolotl makes, where we love them. But let's talk about Mothman got married. So
Mothman got married in December. Yeah. It was such a fun thing, because I have like these very on the nose titles where it's I'm in love with Mothman, I'm engaged to Mothman, and then I'm getting married to Mothman. And the lead up to the wedding was really exciting, because I got to like kind of get back into wedding planning. I've been married for 13 years and I'm like, oh, I get to like go on Pinterest and like look at wedding dresses and see what Heather would wear. I get to like think about this like cozy backdrop of where do I have the wedding? Is it going to be in the backyard of their cabin that they share together? What do the floral arrangements look like? Are they arguing about the floral arrangements? So opening up the book where it's Heather and Moth sitting together, and she's like, oh, I'm just so like blissfully happy. He's like, is that why we've been shouting about centerpieces for 30 minutes and just having that sort of like, it's been tense. They've been trying to plan things. I don't want to spoil anything.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever.
I will say I had to figure out, because you have a couple that then has been together for two books. They've obviously had their challenges. They've grown. It's all in all a very like cozy, you know, it's going to be a happy ending sort of book. So thinking of a way to sort of separate them as a plot device, and also so their characters could both grow and come together at the end of the book for the wedding, was a fun challenge, and something where I feel like they both got to really finish their respective character arcs, where Heather learns to stand up for herself, to like kind of just really, really come into her own. And then Moth learns that, you know, he's been an isolated cryptid for a very long time, living in the woods, lurking in the shadows, that he can lean on people and have really true friends that he can trust. And they, throughout it, just love each other so much. And that was such a fun thing to get to do with these characters.
Which is amazing. And people were lucky enough at Mothman to get early copies, because it did release in December. Mothman's in September, and they were able to get early copies. But you have some exciting news.
I do.
episode, I think, is going to air on February 7th.
So
into your exciting news. So what is the exciting news the listeners need to know?
Let's see. Okay, so February 7th. Yeah. Hi. It is exactly 3 days after my birthday. February 5th is my birthday. So what I would love for my birthday wish for everyone listening is to go to Kickstarter.com, where you type in the words Mothman and Love, and oh my gosh, we're doing a special edition. And this has like been a really cool way to celebrate the series concluding, to celebrate our favorite cryptid. And it has, there are going to be sprayed edges, brand new cover designs, which are beautiful. And the backs of the books all have these really gorgeous character cameos, which I thought was a really like, kind of like fun. There's like such a cottagecore, cozy, vintagey feeling, even though the books take place in modern times. And I just feel like the new designs, I love the old ones, but this limited run reflects that really well. And yeah, it's only going to be available for the month of February. So if you're listening, February 8th, you have like only 20 something days to hop on and check out what we have going on. There's also add-ons like bookmarks. Oh, I'm not wearing it right now. I wish I was. We have a ring that says My Flame on it. And that's going to be one of the add-ons as well. It's so cute. It's so cute. And yeah, the Four Horsemen team and I have been working super, super hard, putting in a lot of different details and heart. And the typeset is also new and really gorgeous. And yeah, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I'm like happy rambling, but it's just been the coolest thing.
No, and I, you know, if you look at what's on the list, you can get, there are add-ons, of course, with some of the images and stuff. And then there's a box set that you can
get
that contains all of that and a special letter from you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and you know, there's some fun stretch goals for that Kickstarter that even involves a tea party when you get to a certain point with the amazing page.
Yeah, we're going to, if we reach it, which I'm hoping we will, for positive things. I believe in the Mothman community and romance readers and such. But yeah, one of the thoughts, because we were thinking about how can we do a really cool stretch goal and like have community and conversations and a Q&A, and it's a virtual tea party. So I'm going to have like a very cute setup, and we are going to hang out and have your snacks, have your tea, and let's talk about the books and Mothman and what's coming up. One of the other goals is a preview of my next monster romance, which is pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've been teasing on social media, not so subtly. There's just been a lot of like swamp pictures and stuff where I'm like, oh, what am I working on? Who knows?
Are we going to have to take you to Bishopville, South Carolina to meet the lizard man of Skateboard Swamp?
That's pretty in line with the vibes. Yeah.
All right.
No, and that's exciting. So travelers, if you get a chance, pop on over. We'll throw the links in here to make sure you're a part of it, because it is a limited edition run of these special copies. So you have to participate in this in order to sort of make that happen. And we know from, you know, being at the Mothman Festival, we brought some of your books the first year, not with you, and they sold out like within moments, which I don't even think
you made it past Friday night, and it doesn't officially start till Saturday. It was crazy.
And then like Saturday at lunch, we were like, well, they're gone, so that's fine. What are we doing now? And then, you know, brilliant planning on our part. We were like, you know, we'll just up this. And then the same thing happened, basically.
It lasted almost till Sunday.
We weren't even opened. Bo and I went over to get coffee. We're like, okay, what's everybody's coffee orders? And we're standing in the very big line. And I remember just getting the like, hey, Paige, you have to come back. You have to come back immediately. And like, I ran over and it was already like a crowd waiting, which I think you had just unzipped the tent.
Yeah, we literally had just unzipped
it. We were rolling it up and people were like lining, and I was standing with the tent rolled, and I'm like, okay. You gotta wait 2 seconds. You're grabbing books, but you gotta let me at least clap up. Yeah. Like, let's do that. So, I mean, it's super exciting. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about the haunted hotel and some more sightings we have. So let's hear a little ad from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Prepare to be devoured. The Wolves of Wharton is a 6-part complete book series by Eerie Travels producer Bo Lake. It has been called dark and visceral, steamy, dramatic, and a fresh take on the werewolf mythos. If you like action, adventure, a large serving of body horror, and some steamy relations, the Wolves of Wharton series is for you. Pick it up wherever books are sold, or at linktree.com/Bo_Lake.
And we're back. So, oh my gosh, this is fun. So,
So let's talk about that just for a moment, real quick, that we were just talking about before the break. When the festival just officially opened. Now, we were already having stuff like Friday night when we pulled up to set up. There were people like already lining up for the museum. That's when you got your pictures and everything. And that's Friday. It doesn't even start till Saturday. But thankfully, we came up Thursday to show you the domes and all that. So we got to see all that a little bit.
Yeah.
And you got to stay with me in Louisa, Kentucky, the home of the bench leg.
Yes, I got to hear about the local family cryptid
in our little area. Thank you to Big Brother for letting us stay at the Muncie family homestead up there.
Yeah.
So we got to do a little monster talking beforehand, but then you get to the festival. It is a completely different world, right? I mean, it was
wild. So many people. Yeah. It's like a
big Comic-Con. That's the only other thing you can remotely compare it to is like a MegaCon or a San Diego. It's nuts, but at least they're all into cryptids and they're all into monsters and UFOs and ghosts and all the things.
It's a very alternative crowd. There was someone I was chatting with during the signing where they said, it felt like everyone who used to go to Warped Tour just transferred that energy over to the Mothman Festival.
Oh, no, it's true. But you encountered, besides everybody who dresses as Mothman in different versions, which is just amazing, Heather showed up at our booth.
I know. I cried. I tried to keep it really cool. And then I gave up on keeping it cool. And I just kind of jumped around a bunch. But looking up and in the line, seeing this beautiful girl who had Heather's dress from the cover and the big fairy wings. And I was just like, oh my God, are you Heather? And we had just a really lovely exchange and she was so nice. And that was the coolest thing. I had seen a couple people at some different signings, I think at the Ripped Bodice and another place, do some casual Heather looks before, like, oh, I'm inspired by your character, but that was the first full-on like Heather cosplay that I'd seen in person. That wasn't just tagged on Instagram, and it was a surreal feeling. Yeah, I know she got some pictures with the statue, so I'm glad that. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
No, and I have to say,
cool.
Sitting next to you and looking over and seeing the look on your face when you made eye contact with her dressed as Heather, like. Adorable, but you literally lost everything that was happening and we're like,
I lost every ounce of focus. Yeah, I know. Like,
it was,
but they were also excited, so we all got to geek out over the Heather cosplayers together, which but everyone was so nice is the other thing, like just the nicest people. There was someone who, when they found out that I was going to be at the Eerie Travels booth, their friends decided to take a 14-hour road trip once they realized we'd have book 3 early. And I was so glad that they got there when we still had copies. It would have been so sad if we didn't have it anymore. Yeah. But they're just like the sweetest group. There were some people from Orlando where we were like, hey. And that was really cool. It was just like surreal. I feel like you and Bo kept like just like handing me Gatorade because it was also very hot. I think that was the thing that surprised me most.
Yeah, you realize quickly that is a floodplain that has been filled in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Now, the flood wall the flood barrier, I got to take you over there and show you the history side, which a lot of people forget about is, you know, this was Cornwallis and Chief Cornstalk and a whole bunch of terrible things happened there in history. But also it was an amazing place for the natives and all that before we decided to kick them all out. But that's there too. And you get to see that part of it, but that heat is there constantly. Yeah. It's like Florida heat. You don't realize it because it's just so humid in that area.
Yeah. And it's so when our travelers decide to come join us, because Paige is joining us again this year, just be prepared. It's very hot. Bring proper clothes, proper things. I think none of us were fully prepared for it, you know. So I want to jump, because I want to give Mark time to talk a little bit about the recent sightings. But we had a fun haunted hotel.
It was very
loosely, because I don't think it was nearly as fun and exciting for you. And do you want to talk about what kind of happened to you? Because you were staying in a separate room from us. So, you know, Mark and Carrie were in a room. Me and Bo shared a 2-bedroom and stuff like that. Sometimes you bunk up. There's not a lot of hotel rooms. So if you guys want to call it,
Hotels are already pretty much sold out Point Pleasant. So going this year, you're probably going to have to stay a little further away, maybe as far as Charleston, which is about 30 minutes. It's not the worst commute. Gallipolis, the 2 big hotels in Gallipolis, one of them's being remodeled and may not be reopened. And then the Low Hotel downtown Point Pleasant is being sold. So it was in bad need of repair anyway. So both these hotels, the one we stayed at is being renovated. So
we're buying a hotel, everyone. We're themed at Mothman.
Hotel.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's yes. Okay. But I fully thought that I was just, you know, imagining things, but the first thing that happened was I just couldn't get my phone to charge. So I thought maybe my charger was broken, something like that. I'm like moving around to every single outlet, but it wouldn't charge. And I went, okay, that's annoying. And then I'm trying to remember what the big thing was, just like the eerie kind of feeling. And then I was having dreams like every night where something was trying to like get me. And again, I chalked it up to anxiety.
It was screaming too. Wasn't there like where you heard like it was somebody screaming?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That did happen. there was something like that, like in the middle of the night. But then the other thing was I kept like having these weird, like dark dreams where something was like trying to get me and like saying weird things. And there was someone at my door in my dream too. And like stuff was like, and I'm like, okay, I'm traveling. I've got anxiety, whatever. And then you said to me like, hey, that's sort of like protection, like imagine yourself in light, like this might be like kind of a weird thing. And I kept trying to do that and just feeling like dark all around me, kind of like pushing in, like this feels like it should be easier. Like it was really strange. I wish I could remember the specifics of the dreams I was having. Cause I remember Erica, when I told you about them, you were like, I don't like that. Like, yeah.
No, I will say full honesty, did not like that. Did not think that was a good situation. And I felt it too. I just have a habit. Like I travel with travel crystals and stuff. The travelers know I talk about that. I put up that sort of protection barrier, and you imagine it to be whatever you want it to be, because it's intention based, as Mark loves to say. So you kind of push that and surround you and push it over windows and stuff, and you just have to really put it there. And I just by nature do that, because you know me, nope, not interested in the room, not interested. But I felt like, because you were down the hall from where we were, it was interesting because you could sense like something, and it came at night, which was weird. Yeah. During the day and even in the early evening, everything was fine. But man, at night, that thing was like, I need to come and I'm going to, you know, drain you of positive energy. It was a very weird situation. And
that's
so
really strange.
I mean, luckily we're not in that hotel, so it's not going to be nearly as terrifying for this next, you know, voyage into fun, but it was definitely weird. It was definitely a situation where you can, and that just goes to show you, no matter where you go, there can be things. And then there was a hospital near us that kept having the helicopter fly down. And I was a little like, are we being bombed? What is happening? That was very interesting, I think. So overall adventure for Paige, you know.
Yeah, it was great.
Getting to see the hot dog, hillbilly hot dogs. getting to Sea Point Pleasant, going to the Mothman Festival, upsetting the quarters in the butt. Like, there was a exciting vibe of road tripping that went along with that activity. But Mark, we've had some more sightings of Mothman, right?
It was funny because I guess shortly after we did the festival, and I guess a few months later, Unexplained Unsolved Mysteries did their next season on Netflix, and of course they brought back up Mothman, and there were all these things, but they were tying it into Chicago Mothman, which is a little different. But then suddenly it was like when the UFO Congress trials about the started talking about UFOs again, and suddenly everybody could talk about their UFO story and not get laughed at. Yeah. That's what happened with this, because of that. Mysteries of the Unexplained and the Unsolved Mysteries both popped up. Suddenly everybody started sending in their Mothman stories, and we got, I mean, every podcast was talking about it. Wild Weird, our good friends there, they got inundated because they are ground zero. They actually have investigations every weekend out at the domes stuff, like, not every weekend, but most weekends out at the domes. If you call ahead, we'll put a link to that in the notes too. Crypt is the Corn got inundated with it. We got inundated with it. And it was so many amazing stories about red-eyed creatures in the woods and unusual things. And they're from all over. It's not just that area anymore. It's, like I said, Chicago Mothman. We got ones from Myakka down in Florida, which is just south of where you are, Paige. Wow. We've got some from, we got one from Ocala. We got
he's on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. He's traveling. He's on his honeymoon. But there's one honeymoon with the Mothman.
Novella, yeah.
Yeah, a little novella, just a little coda. It's so funny because of that. We were getting all these stories. Now, the one that strung out to me, though, the one that stood out the most was this was a truck driver. And he was in the New River Gorge area of West Virginia, which is not awful far from Point Pleasant. And he'd been driving up, and he was actually listening to a thing about the Flatwoods Monster, because he was driving up from Flatwoods. Now, the Flatwoods Festival is the week before Mothman Festival, so you can make a big week of it if you head up to West Virginia that week. He was driving through that area, goes up through New River Gorge, crosses the bridge, and as he's crossing the bridge, he sees something flying at him, and he thought it was a drone, because that's immediately what you think. And then he's like, oh, maybe it's just a big bird. And that's your next, your next thought when you realize it's got wings and it's, but then it like literally comes next to him, hovers, and flies, eyes locked onto him. And he's like, that's what he saw, the big red eyes. He's like, there's no eye shine because I'm driving on the bridge. It's near sunset. The sun is behind it. So this is just a glow from its eyes naturally, not eye shine. And he described it as a hairy flying creature. And he said it looked like a flying Sasquatch. He had not put two and two together. And he thought, no one's going to believe me. No one's going to do anything about this. He finally told his brother. And his brother said, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but recent sightings have it that Mothman is fuzzy. And suddenly, boom, whole new ballgame. So he messaged us and a few others. Now, most of them have been sightings on rooftops or just doing the thing and not flying and not moving and just being there and then suddenly being gone. So that leans more towards the where he has some other worldly ability to transport himself.
It's very validating that I decided to do portal travel in my books, because I thought that was going to be such an off the wall, like, oh, are people going to be angry at me? Nope. No. He's an interdimensional prince. Sorry, everyone.
He can do what he's got to do, and that's just it. That's where we're leaning more towards that. And everyone that has described him flying said he doesn't flap his wings. It's like a rocket and gliding. Mm-hmm. He takes off like a helicopter or takes off like a rocket. He shoots straight up into the air and then he just kind of hovers. And then again, remarkable speed and is gone for something that big. So that's where we're at with the sightings. Now, we've had a few teams are out there in that area. As we mentioned, that do huntings and frequent sites. They're mostly looking for Bigfoot because that is Bigfoot area and all this. So maybe this is like the flying squirrel equivalent of a Sasquatch in the area that has developed some form of travel. Now, if you go all the way back to the very original sighting, not the Scarborough incident, it was in Clendenin, West Virginia, which is about 10 miles from Point Pleasant. And it was five guys digging on the side of a hill. They were digging a grave. And they saw the flying humanoid. And that's what they described it as, a flying man with brown coloration and all this. And so all the dark Mothman stories, that doesn't fit the legit sightings and stuff like that. That's all the newspaper embellishments and all that. We're having to start filtering all that. If we start cutting that out, this sighting sounds a lot more like these more modern sightings. And that was five witnesses who saw that. And again, it didn't even get marked into Mothman for decades because it wasn't in Point Pleasant. It was nearby. But we're starting to realize the circle is a lot bigger than Point Pleasant, Gallipolis. It goes as far as Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you realize that's a centerpiece. That is a bullseye. And we're working on that for a project that Eric and I are working on in our next book. Is that's kind of the heart. Mothman is the bullseye, maybe even a little south at Trans-Allegheny. Lunatic Asylum might actually be the heart, but it's crazy that this is all right there.
And it's interesting because we talk about this a little bit, but you know, like Paige's romance books, your books, my darling, and stuff like that, I think are changing how we look at these things. And I think Mothman, mm-hmm. one of the bigger problems is it got so associated with this bridge disaster, right?
Yes.
Which yeah. was legitimately caused by I think it's called an A-line fracture in the beam. When it froze, it cracked or something like that. Do not hold me to that. You know, Wild and Weird West Virginia would be like, Erica, this is what actually happened. You know, that's not their voices, but they're not on here, so they can't say anything to me about doing that. I love that. But it's interesting to me because, you know, looking back on what I had heard of Mothman and all the other stuff, and now taking apart and having watched, you know, the you know, Unsolved Mysteries. And it's true, but I think there's also, you know, I talk about cosplay ghosts all the time, but I do think there's some sort of legitimacy to the Tulpa idea, because there are some people that have seen what we now know the original witnesses and a lot of people saw, which is, I'm going to refer to it as like a Bigfoot with wings, but a very dark mm-hmm. character with glowing red eyes. Like, we do that. And is it glowing red eyes or is it red eye shine? Because predators have that. Not going to get into that debate right now. Wild and Weird and Cryptids of the Corn can fight about that amongst themselves. But the other part to me is the ones that have seen what looks like the statue, right? And mm-hmm. looks like this actual moth. Because the reason it was called Mothman and not Batman was because the Batman TV show came out at that time and they didn't want the association. So some reporter, which is what happens, this happens when they name serial killers too. By the way, the serial killers rarely name themselves. No. They usually get named by a reporter and then renamed. And, you know, as we know, with
the Golden lean into it once they get that though.
Yeah. I mean, they'll own up to it, but like the Golden State Killer had like four different names before they went, wait a minute, these are all linked. These are all the same person. And then changed it, which a lot of people don't know. And there's a great book written by Oswald Patton's late wife called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, if you're interested in looking that up. But we're not talking about that right now. But I think there's something to this Tulpa thing where people believe in something enough and put enough energy into it that they're now seeing what appears to be this Mothman statue, which was creative license. This is not what anybody ever described this thing as looking like necessarily, but now it's out there. So I kind of wonder with, you know, like your fan base and the fan base of all the shows and, you know, the museum and this thing, how much energy has been put out there towards this actual moth looking creature, right?
Yeah.
And that's your Mothman. I mean, what does moth look like in your books?
Well, I definitely kind of, I feel like I took a bit of a combination So I went fuzzy, but I kind of describe when he's in his, because he shapeshifts in mine, but in the monster form, that like Mothman look that we all love so much. I describe it as like a downy feather, like a soft, especially like the plume of his neck, where imagine like a very, very large, like almost like feather boa fluff. And then like a combination of fur and feathers, and the wings I wanted to do dark and feathery, but they have spots in the shape of moth wings. So I feel like stitched together a couple different ideas of him to what made the most sense. And I did give him a beak. I don't know if the Sasquatch-esque Mothman that you see normally has a beak.
Most of the descriptions are almost Grafton monster-esque, and like that one with the truck driver and everything. It's like the head was sunk in to the shoulder. You couldn't tell where the head and the shoulders ended.
Is that's why you need the big feather boa to distinct the
head. Exactly. You did a good time with that. And that's but that's what, yeah, almost like it doesn't have a head. But
yeah,
it's more sunk into its chest area and stuff like that.
And I know this wasn't the question, but when he is in like a hot man form, I really wanted it to be like when you watch an anime and there's a transformation and it's hot anime boy, but I wanted it to be a little off-putting. So red eyes, dark hair, the fluffy antennas never go away. And I thought a lot about Inuyasha when she finds him on the tree and she like touches his ears. Like that sort of like if Heather touches the feathers, he's like, what is, yeah. Like they're very sensitive. And I wanted his teeth are just like a row of fangs instead of having just two canines like a vampire. Cause I'm like, how can I get this to be like a little off-putting and a little more dangerous, even when he looks like a hot man. So he always has just this row of pointy teeth. And I think that maybe the Sleepy Hollow that Tim Burton directed, where at the end you see the headless horseman with his head and he has I think I saw that when I was too young and it maybe did something subconsciously. But I thought that's a great idea. There's something there that I like and I don't know why.
I love
So, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. So now, you know, we've talked about that, Mark, and the Topolness, and I kind of just go, I wonder if we're now going to start as, you know, the Mothman in Love series continues to gain the popularity it's doing and things like, and other projects come from that, if we're going to see the Topa version of your Mothman being presented out there, because I feel like there are things out there that go, oh, this is the shape I need to be, right? And that we need to do some more episodes on Topas, but I just think that is a fascinating aspect of how this legend of this creature has continued to grow.
Well, so, I think, yeah.
We talked about back in the day with the creepypasta phenomena, like not deer and all these other things. They were made up. They were made up for creepypasta, but now people are seeing them. And legit people are like, who didn't know anything about the creepypasta are seeing this stuff. And it's like, okay, it could be this, it could be that, but it could be that there's so much people wanting to see them that it's happening.
Yeah. All I was going to say was it was just a goof. If the new Mothman sightings, we start to see them get very romantic, like maybe it's him flying, but he has a bouquet of flowers, you know, something's happening. I know I've really made my mark on the world. It's that sort of shape, you know. It's like, yeah, I saw this Mothman sighting and he flew past me and he called me his flame. And is that normal? Is that his voice was so velvety smooth and dark like midnight.
Yeah, I love our our friend of the show Liz Pavlovic. She does one that's a live laugh lurk.
I love that.
Mothman, and I'm like, that would be good too. That would be good.
Whenever you mention the flying squirrel thing, it just gave me this travelers. Hey, if you're an artist, please draw like a Rocky and Bullwinkle sort of fan art, but Mothman is the flying squirrel, Rocky, and Bigfoot is Bullwinkle, please.
That would be good.
It's my humble request. Yeah. My birthday's February.
Maybe even Wendigo as Bullwinkle.
February 1st. Yeah, there you go.
There, I love that. Okay, so we have to wrap up. So Paige, we're going to do your shameless self-promotion shout out again.
Yeah, one more call out for that Kickstarter.
Oh my goodness, which I already kind of got it started. Hi, I'm Paige. And do you like Mothman? Do you like the concept of maybe kissing Mothman in a romantic rom-com trilogy? Have I got the book series for you? And I haven't even, oh, I was going to talk about the early bird discount thing, but that won't be relevant because this comes out after that. But you know what? That's okay. Because if you go to the Kickstarter page, there are so many cool packages, including things that have bookish merchandise, signed things, numbered copies, things that include personalized letters. And I love letter writing. So that's really fun. I do doodles and stuff. But the books are honestly just so lovely. A lot of thought has gone into the redesign. And I think every step of the way, we've really made sure that there's something that everyone is going to really enjoy and speak to the series. So check out the Mothman in Love Kickstarter. And also, hey, subscribe to my mailing list because I am writing more kissing books about more monsters. And I would love to take you along on the journey.
Absolutely. Paige, thank you so much for joining us again. I'm so glad we got to talk about our Road to Mothman and all the fun stuff that goes with that. And with that, Mark, you got to take us away.
Oh, man. So again, thanks to our patrons for keeping this show on the go and keeping us afloat. Thanks to all of our sponsors. My goodness, you guys are great. So please do your best and go out there and support them. Thanks to Paige for coming on. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for having me.
Like it's been forever. And yeah. Looking forward to doing the travel again this year. So we will put links to the Mothman Museum and the statue and other fun places. All of the Kickstarter links and everything will be in the show notes. So make sure you do that. And tell your friends, tell everybody. This show, Eerie Travels, is kind of fun. Tune in. And we appreciate all of you who do. And with that said, if you do travel up to Point Pleasant, make sure you go any day other than the weekend of the festival, and you can walk right into the museum. You can walk right up to the golf course, the mini golf, the monster mini golf. You can walk right up to the statue and have your private moment. But remember, there are eyes watching you, not just the eyes of the Mothman, but Moth Cam on YouTube. And they were watching to see if you touch that shiny hiney and if you knock out a loose quarter. And with that, we'll see you on the other side.